Former Representative Pat Schroeder, the pioneering advocate for women's rights and family rights, died in Florida last night at the age of 82. Schroeder served Colorado in the U.S. House of Representatives for 24 years and is being remembered as a trailblazing leader. Pat Schroeder was first elected to Congress in 1972 and over the next nearly 2.5 decades became an influential member. In one major achievement, she championed the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993, which protected the jobs of those taking time off to care for a newborn, a sick child, or a parent. In a 1992 interview with KGNU, a year before the act passed, Representative Schroeder explained why it was so important.
All the work and family issues impact on women the most because women are the caregivers in most families. And we have a workplace that just doesn't recognize caregiver roles at all. In fact, you're penalized if you have to be a caregiver.
Schroeder earned a degree from Harvard Law School and after leaving Congress became a law professor at Princeton University. Governor Jared Polis said Pat Schroeder broke barriers with her leadership. A former press secretary said she recently suffered a stroke and died in a hospital in Celebration, Florida. Gun safety advocates in Colorado are hailing the approval of 3 bills by the state Senate. The lawmakers passed Senate Bills 23-168, 169, and 170 yesterday. 168, if it becomes law, would help to hold the gun industry accountable in cases where their actions contribute to gun violence. Senate Bill 169 would raise the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21, and Senate Bill 170 would strengthen Colorado's extreme risk protection law, which in its current form allows family members or law enforcement to get a court order preventing someone from having a gun if it poses a risk to themselves or others. The Colorado chapters of Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action issued a statement applauding lawmakers for advancing these 3 measures. They also applauded the approval by the state House of a bill that would establish a 3-day waiting period to buy a firearm in Colorado. The bill is now headed to the state Senate after passing the House on Saturday by a 44-20 vote. The bill passed in spite of a more than 16-hour Republican-led filibuster. That filibuster also failed to stop a bill that would allow local governments to establish overdose prevention centers. Republicans have vowed to continue their opposition to both House measures, especially the firearms purchase waiting period bill, which they say violates Second Amendment rights. A bill that would set a national precedent by establishing substance-free seating at large events in Colorado is expected to go before state lawmakers this week. If approved and signed into law, sporting events and concert venues that seat more than 7,000 people would have to designate 4% of their seating capacity to substance-free seating. In those areas, tobacco, alcohol, and other substances would not be allowed. If it becomes law, it would be the first of its kind in the United States. 2 grants totaling more than $1.9 million are meant to help Colorado address the ongoing opioid crisis. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo has the story.
The Colorado Opioid Abatement Council, or COAC, approved the funding yesterday for 6 organizations to combat Colorado's opioid crisis. According to Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, who is also the chair of the COAC, said in a press release the money will go toward prevention, harm reduction, criminal justice, and treatment with a focus on underserved communities. The council approved programs in Arapahoe County Public Health, Boys and Girls Club of Chaffee County in Buena Vista, Valley Hope Association in Douglas County, and the Thornton Police Department. COAC plans to award another $3.2 million in grants for infrastructure in a second funding cycle later this year. Any state agency, regional opioid abatement council, or participating local governments can apply. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
The State House also passed 2 bills that would support Colorado workers. House Bills 1094 and 1074 were both approved by wide margins yesterday. 1094 would modify the state's Agricultural Workforce Development Program by doubling the length of paid internships from 6 months to up to 1 year. House Bill 1074 would create a workforce study aimed at industries in transition because of automation and help Coloradans prepare for high-demand careers of the future. All that heavy snowfall in the mountains this winter is giving Colorado its best snowpack in years. The National Resources Conservation Service says that as of yesterday, the snowpack is at 105% of its median peak level. Barring an unusually heavy melting in the next few weeks, the state will enjoy its first above-average snowpack since the winter of 2018-2019. The news wasn't all good. The Arkansas River Basin is below its season-to-date level, but the snowpack has greatly reduced drought conditions in the high country. In today's weather, we're expecting mostly sunny skies with highs along the Front Range around 60 degrees. In Boulder, expect a high of 59 degrees. In Denver, it could reach 64 degrees, and in Fort Collins, 61 degrees. A little cooler up in Nederland with a high of 42 degrees. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.